Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL and college football legend, Roy Foster, offensive guard, the USC Trojans, the Miami Dolphins in the NFL, and the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Roy Foster, offensive guard, Southern California, by way of first round pick in the 1982 draft by the Miami Dolphins, and a Super Bowl participant of the San Francisco 49ers in the mid-90s. Roy, when you think about Mr. Foster, you got to think about him playing at USC in the late 70s. California, Yayang, Hollywood, the USC football program, royalty, known throughout the country. Dun, 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 dun. I even get excited because me being a goddamn South, granted, I went to the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1982. Granted, I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, following the Memphis State program and the Tennessee Volunteers. Make no bones, I had love for that program out there on the West Coast in L.A. Mr. Roy Foster is a very unique story. Came to USC as a star running back. Then got switched to fullback, but ended up becoming a three-time All-Pac-10 first teamer. And most of all, was USC's Offensive Player of the Year. And he had a lot of reservation because he was looking to follow that tailback U tradition at USC. He was looking to be the next Mike Garrett, the next O.J. Simpson, the next Marcus Allen, the next Reggie Bush, the next Anthony Davis, and the next Ricky Bell. But the USC coaches said, hey, man, we need you on the offensive line. And Mr. Foster kind of bucked at the idea because he wants to play fullback. He wanted to get that royalty. Because let's make it. Back then, if you was a tailback at Southern California on a college football landscape playing for them, you was must-see TV. You was royalty throughout the nation. Your name was going to be heard. But what I admired about Roy Foster, he sacrificed for the sake of the team. Never played the guard position. That's what's so crazy about him when he made the move at USC. And think about the tradition he had to follow in the offensive line. Ron Yeary, Ron Mix, Anthony Munoz, Brad Buddy, Bruce Matthews came out there, but Don Mosbaugh. Just so many outstanding offensive linemen at SC that he had to follow. And then 1978, he got moved from fullback, played sparingly on the national championship team. But think about this. When he became a mainstay in that offensive line, Charles White won the Heisman. his sophomore year. Marcus Allen ended up winning the Heisman in his senior year, going over 2,000 yards, setting the NCAA record. But who was the gentleman that led the charge on the offensive line? It was Roy Foster. And think about the skill set Mr. Foster had. I want y'all to go back. And it's for the USC football nation. This is a guy that never played offensive line. And he moved the offensive guard on a team in a school that was producing numerous NFL players. From Richard Batman Woods to Lynn Swann to Anthony Davis to Ricky Bell to Ronnie Lott to Dennis Smith, Anthony Munoz, Paul McDonald, Charles White, Marcus Allen, Chip Banks. Think of that. But he was a guy that was an unsung hero and sacrificed for the royalty. He blocked for two Heisman Trophy winners, Charles White and Marcus Allen. And I'm going to go now with the skill set. As an offensive guard, his base was an A+. The knee bend was an A+ as an offensive guard. The pulling, getting to the second level, A+. The footwork, A+. The core strength, A+. The functional play strength. He had to go from fullback size to offensive lineman size. The shift and slide, A+. The reaction as an offensive guard, A+. The hand usage, A+. Sustaining blocks, A+. The nastiness, the meanness of being a USC Trojan, A+. The pride that go unnoticed and doing the dirty work in the trenches. Because Mr. Foster's the same age, me, and he played from 78 to 82. But think about him going unnoticed and what that took and what that stood for. When he was at SC one more time, Munoz, first rounder. Ronnie Lott, first rounder. Dennis Smith, first rounder. Marcus Allen, first rounder. Charles White, first rounder. Five power at his highest level. And Roy Foster ended up being a first rounder with the Miami Dolphins. Ended up starting the Super Bowl in 85, blocking for Dan Marino. Then got traded to the San Francisco 49ers and finally got a ring under Steve Young. Unbelievable. But there's something when you play at a program like USC, it's called sacrifice. And you get rewarded at the end. And when you think about Roy Foster, the words I take from him, and I take from every USC player that I've done on our platform here at 100 Yards Football, it's the pride and honor in the class of being a leading player at SC. See, Roy Foster's words, he played with the Miami Dolphins in the National Football League, and he played with the San Francisco 49ers. But the one thing that I take from his words, it was his time at USC. And the thing that he loved about the school, he said, the words of being a Trojan, he said, was a family atmosphere. This is for the USC Trojan Nation. It was a commodity. It was being respected. And when you went on the field as a Trojan back then, it was that swagger. It was that West Coast. It was that Inglewood. It was that Hollywood. It was that Bel Air. South Central. Watts. That came out of you. Saturday in the park. It must be the 4th of July. That's what Roy Foster said playing at USC. And he took all that skill set and that love and that being a player to the National Football League. That's why he went number one in the first round in 1982. And that's why Don Shula fell in love with him. Because of sacrifice and going unnoticed and sacrificing for greatness, moving from the running back position to being one of the best offensive guards that played at 11 college football. The USC Trojans. Man, there was no program better in the late 80s. The late 70s and early 80s than USC. Granted, I went to a school at the time that was part of the Southwest Conference. We had Texas. We had Arkansas. I was not far from that campus over there in Norman, Oklahoma. The Boomer Sooners was doing their thing. University of Oklahoma with Joe Washington, J.C. Watts, Billy Sims. What more can I say? David Overstreet, Jamel Hollowell, Brian Bosworth. But make no bones. It's something. It's something. When USC comes calling, it's got to be a very hard, serious thinking of not committing to the Trojans. Even now, it's going to be serious. Granted, SC is moving to the Big Ten, but they got the right coach in their Lincoln Riley. And USC is going to be back on top. And it's going to be those days of Saturday in the park. It must be the 4th of July. It's going to be good times out there in L.A. Watch out, L.A. Rams, Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Donald. When you look at the history of this Trojans program, you got to put Roy Foster just with the list of all the great players that's played there. Frank Gifford, O.J. Simpson, John Arnett, Rob McNeil, Anthony Davis, Manfred Moore, Len Swan, Keyshawn Johnson. I can go on and on and on. Roy Foster's a great Trojan.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. All I think about and all I look at is when I look at this great young man here that played with the USC Trojans by way of the Miami Dolphins, that one fight song comes out. Dun, 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 the mighty USC Trojans. Thank you. Be blessed today. I'm Vincent Turner. Mr. Football of 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.